Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father Raz have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here are your hosts, Daniel and Raz.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Daniel Rasby, and this is my father, Imran Rasby. We're Higher Ground Financial Group, and our website is riskfeestaxes.com.
And everybody's concerned about taxes, but I would argue that the risk and fees are a tax on your assets. And all three of those should be considered, especially in retirement, because they can take money away out of your pocket and put it in somebody else's pocket.
So to find out more, to schedule a meeting with us, you can go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and schedule a free call. It's going to be a video call. We can meet with you anywhere in the country and get our tax attorneys to discuss with you how to save money on taxes and reduce those three biggest killers in retirement: risk, fees, and taxes. And we get a lot of questions, Raz, about fiduciary. You know,
Are you a fiduciary? What does fiduciary mean?
And when you see online, you know, if you're looking for an advisor, make sure they're a fiduciary. It's very important to be a fiduciary. Fiduciary, fiduciary. Everybody says the word, but I'm not sure there's a lot of explanation on what it means. And some of the definitions I've seen on articles online are not really great definitions. And as a lawyer, I like definitions. We want to be very clear on specific of what we mean.
Right.
So the basic idea behind fiduciary is that the fiduciary acts in your interests or puts your interests ahead of their own interests.
So, Daniel, first of all, are we a fiduciary on this radio show?
No, it's not possible to be a fiduciary on a radio show or a podcast because we are giving advice generally to the population, and it's not specifically tailored to you. So how can I know what is in your best interest, you, the listener? I'm trying to give advice that could apply to many people, but it may not specifically be in your best interest.
So what you're saying is to be a real fiduciary, you have to have intimate knowledge of that person's finances and situation and desires, what they're looking to do. Otherwise, you can't really take their, what they want in consideration, because it's really designed about that. It's
all about that. And you should not just take action based on what you read in an article or hear on the radio show. You need to get more specific information from an expert that reviews your own situation, and then you can make proper decisions. But fiduciary in the financial world, there's certain, it's a very hot topic, and there's a lot of people that say, well, you need to make sure you're dealing with fiduciary, and some advisors are not fiduciaries. And make sure you don't get one of those. That would be terrible to have somebody that's not a fiduciary talking to you. You wouldn't want them putting their own interests ahead of yours. And that's okay on one level. It's not a terrible thing to say on one level. But what that's usually followed up with is if somebody says they're a fiduciary, then it means they must be doing X, Y, and Z. But that X, Y, and Z might not be in your best interest. So best interest is kind of a hard topic, because who decides what is in the best interest? Client's best interest, it's in your best interest, but do you know what is in your own best interest? Do we know what is in your own best interest? No matter how much we talk, you might ask 10 different people who honestly and truly tell you, this I think is best for you.
And
it might be different things. And that doesn't mean they're lying. It's just based on everybody has their own thoughts, their own background, their own expertise, and our own biases. It's not really possible to be unbiased, because you're going to be that you're going to have a personality and a worldview based on things that you know and you've been experienced to.
But, I mean, sort of like if a father's going to teach their child to swim, there's so many different ways to teach them to swim. You can throw them in, you can put their feet in a little bit, you can practice on something smaller, so many different ways.
You dog paddle, or you can run freestyle first.
And which is in the best interest of the child? Well, that father hopefully knows the child and probably put the best interest of that child in place. So your advisor knowing you, and the more information they know about you, the better off that is. But again, each advisor, they were taught different things and they had different backgrounds and they have different things that are important to them. And that feeds into it, whether they want to admit it or not.
And I would argue that when people are talking about fiduciaries, generally the underlying issue there is compensation. How do you get paid? Why do you get paid? Do you deserve what you're getting paid for? And is that payment influencing the advice you're giving? Would you give me different advice if you were not getting paid? So those,
and it's not always just about getting paid. It's about how to get paid, because I've heard from many people, well, you know, do you, is a fee only advisor? Are you a fee only advisor? Because I only want to go to fee only advisor because they're better fiduciaries.
But it's fee based advisors. Are you, is fee based good enough? Is fee based, fee only? Is it commission? Is it hourly? Is it, there's a lot of different ways that advisors can get paid. And if you read online, you'll find many people that firmly believe that this particular method of being paid is the only way, and it's impossible to be a fiduciary with any other.
Well, think about this. So you have an hourly worker that shows up and gets paid hourly. It's a fee, okay? Whether they get anything done or not, they're going to get paid that hourly. And then somebody else gets paid by the project, whether they get it done in 5 hours, 10 hours, or 2 hours, they're going to get paid the same amount. And I would think that person has the best interest to work faster or harder, or get it done quicker. And then there's other people that get paid by results, that they don't get paid anything unless the result is what the end goal is. So there's a lot of ways to get paid. And as a fiduciary, you don't want to color that into the, well, I just want to get go with somebody that gets paid a fee and they don't care what advice they give me. Well, I don't want them to care what advice they give me. I would want them to really consider, is that really important to me? Not just say, I'm going to get paid either way. You're going to pay me $3,000 and I'll just give you advice. It doesn't really matter whether you take my advice or not.
Right. And I mean, being a fiduciary is really about a mindset of no matter what happens with me or my company or whether I get paid, I'm just going to do the right thing for my client. I'm going to do what I honestly believe is best for my client, not necessarily for me. But we are at a for-profit business. And all advisors generally are in for-profit business. They're going to earn a living. Exactly how they earn the living, I think, is not nearly as important as are they giving honest advice about what they truly believe is best for the client. There have been a number of people that have made the claim that, well, if you get paid a commission, then you are obviously going to only be thinking about the commission. And that's the only reason you recommend some product or service that gives you a commission. Because why else would you recommend it except that you're getting paid? Well, how about it might actually be good for the client? I don't know. I mean, if you go to a car dealership, the salesman there gets a commission, and maybe people think, well, they're only going to work for their commission. They're going to make up stuff. Well, that's not everybody. Some salesmen are good. Some are not good.
But there's a good point there. See, there's some products like a car that they have to hold a certain amount of money in it to make a commission. If they don't have enough profit, there's not enough commission. Whereas financial products don't really have that. Financial products is based on the profitability of the company, the insurance company. They pay money out of their profits, not out of the product so much, in that your product's not going to be more expensive because you're paying commission. Whereas a car could be more expensive if the salesperson wants to have a higher commission, they're going to hold more profit in that car to get a higher commission.
And so there's insurance products, for example, that some insurance companies have fee-based versions and commission-based versions, and the product is very similar. It doesn't change much whether there's a commission or not. It's just how the advisor gets paid. And people say, well, if you're getting paid a certain way, then you're incentivized to maximize that compensation.
Yes.
And on one level, that's true. But that's true of any method of being paid. So let's say, and again, if you want to hear more about the difference between fiduciary, between fee-based, fee-only, commission-based, what does that mean? What's important or not important? Go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com. Again, riskfeestaxes.com. We'll be happy to give you fiduciary advice when we speak with you one-on-one. But it kind of bothers me when people say, well, this one type of compensation obviously will give you this conflict of interest because now you're incentivized to make more of that compensation. That's true of any type of compensation. Think about it. If you are working hourly, you have a natural incentive to work slower so that the job takes longer and therefore you make more money for that job. Or if you're honest, you're going to work at a good normal pace and get done and then try to find another job to make more money. But if you're dishonest, you could stretch out that time and bill the client for hours that you weren't really working. Same thing with flat fee. If I'm going to charge you a flat fee for something, I could have a natural incentive to do shoddy work and get done really fast and this turn out so I can do so many flat fee arrangements and I have so many different transactions that I make more money that way. That'll be the natural incentive. But if I'm an honest advisor, then I'm going to give you do good work. And no matter how long it takes me to complete that service for that flat fee.
So what we're saying
thing with same thing with commission, you could be incentivized for that, but that again, if you're honest, you're going to be giving advice as a fiduciary, not based on how you're getting paid, but based on what's best for the client.
Yeah. And so it really comes down to reputation, trustworthiness, and you can look at people's Google reviews. You can look at how long they've been in the business. You can look at how many clients they've had, that kind of thing. Because if you really screw over your clients, they're going to put you out of business, especially in this day and age where reviews are so quick. And you make one mistake and you got 5,000 bad reviews because they tell their friends and the friends tell their friends and social media comes in and kills you. So that's one way to really see. And most people do take a look at reviews before they connect with somebody. And that's a good option there. Referrals are one, but think about referrals. Am I ever going to give you a referral that hates me or that I didn't do a good job with, that they thought that I didn't do a good job?
Or you mean a reference?
Reference. So a reference would always be somebody that loves me, right? So getting a reference may not be the best option, but if it makes you feel better, that's an option there. But the main thing is you want to see if there's any bad reputation out there. If there's people that...
And then just ask the advisor, hey, I saw this. What is your response to that? Because, there's always two sides to every story. Yep. And then you can interview and talk to a number of different advisors and see what personality fits with you. A lot of times it really is more about a personality, what matches, if you're aligned philosophically. And if you tell the advisor, this is what I want, and the advisor gives you something different than what you're asking for, well, maybe they're not being a fiduciary, they're not doing in the best interest. But if they can explain, here's why I recommend something slightly different, because I think this better accomplishes what you're trying to do, talk to the advisor and find that out. So go, if you want to hear more about the difference between fiduciary or what is fee-based or commission-based or what is really best interest of the client and why is that important, go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and learn more. When you talk to our firm, you're going to hear about our philosophy, which is the three biggest killers in retirement are risk, fees, and taxes. If you can get rid of those, everything else gets better in retirement. Most of our clients retire several years sooner than they thought was possible. They retire with about 50% or more additional income compared to when they were working. And a lot of our clients are saving over $1 million in taxes by working with us. Now, that's general average information. That's not fiduciary advice until you meet with us. So go to our website, click that link there on the website to make an appointment. It's riskfeestaxes.com. And we'll talk
about it
soon.
I mean, the whole thing is you have to talk and have a conversation with the client, with the advisor. If the advisor cannot explain something, or if you don't understand what they're saying, then slow down. Don't make any decisions until you understand. And if the advisor says, well, that's just too complicated to explain, then that's the wrong advisor for you. You have to be able to understand, at least have enough information to make a good decision. And we're all about information.
So go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with Daniel and Raz from Higher Ground Financial Group. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated, pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.